setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and you've joined a conversation, an all-important conversation about you and your purpose, and we want to look at your professional purpose. We're taking on the worldview, quite candidly, that says that you work to live. That's all it is. It's a four-letter word that you have to do to be able to survive. Pay the bills, and hopefully you can get a good job if you get a good degree and, well, make some memories, have some toys, and just try to make it through. And there are a few fortunate souls, lucky folks, who get the dream job, but it's just by pure chance. They're just lucky. There's just good things happen to them. This is what most people think about work, as opposed to realizing that, wait a second, I was created to fill a unique role in my work. That means I'm needed. It means I must do it. I can make the income I want and the impact that I want in the same job. It's just life is too short to just go through life with a J-O-B. It is possible. It's doable. You can pay off debt and live the dream. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. We'll get to your phone call shortly. I want to talk to those of you who are about to step into stage five, which is get promoted. So many of you are in stage one. You're trying to figure out and how to get clear. Some of you are getting qualified stage two. Some are in the process of getting connected in stage three and then hoping for the opportunity soon to step into stage four to get started. All right. So this is for those of you that are in or about ready to start and you know what the ladder is that you want to climb, because I want to speak to a reality that's going to come your way. And that is that as you get promoted and move up at stage five, where you'll spend a lot of time climbing the rungs on the ladder to get to the dream job, you're going to get promoted into leadership. Some role where you are on some level managing somebody or a small team or even a large team, leadership. And it's terrifying for the first timers. It really is. I get it. There's a lot of unknowns. Ken, I don't know if I can lead. Should I take it? I've never led before. What do I do? So I really want to hone in on this. There are three things I want to address. Three practical steps, practical actions rather, is really what it is. That if you're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, you're going to do a good job even as an inexperienced leader. Here we go. Number one, ask frequently, listen carefully. That's it. Boom. Just do that. You come in to lead a new team, you're going to have some people inevitably that are older than you, been there. Uh-oh, we got to connect there. You got some people that may be new to the team, they never left. We got some people been there a long time, and they're used to one leader, and they were close to that leader. That leader's gone now. I mean, there's all kinds of nuances to this. And so in order to start well as a leader, you've got to ask frequently and listen carefully. Ask a lot of questions and listen well. I mean, if you're not taking over a flooded situation or the house is burning down type situation, you're not in emergency mode as a leader. Now, I'd spend all my time, first couple weeks, just asking lots of questions and listening. Everybody on the team. Number two, build relationships. Also early on, build relationships. All right, one-on-one conversations. When you're asking frequently and listening carefully, you're going to have an opportunity to learn more about them, your team. And so you can build relationships, connections. Have them over to your house. Do team building activities. Build relationships. Number three, get easy wins quickly. Now, all three of these build on each other. So if I'm asking frequently and I'm listening carefully, I have the opportunity to build relationships. So I'm going to build relationships. And then I want to get the easy wins quickly. Now, here's the deal. New leaders are always tempted to come in with a big splash. And I think that's great if you can get it. But here's the reality. Big leadership splashes early on are very, very difficult. They take a lot of effort and a lot of time, as opposed to the easy wins. If I'm a new leader and I've been asking frequently and listening carefully, I'm going to see some opportunities to kind of come in and get some easy wins and get them quick, stack some momentum. So let me give you an example. One of my favorite shows now on TV is Ted Lasso, about this American football coach in this wild scenario takes a job overseas in Britain coaching a Premier League soccer team. He knows nothing about soccer. And so he, of course, he's a doofus. You know, these guys think he's a doofus. He's this Southern yokel played by Jason Sudeikis, right? And in one of the very early episodes, as he's kind of, you know, trying to connect with his team and to build a relationship, he does this right here so beautifully, all three of these things. He asks a lot of questions, listens carefully. He comes up with this comment box. It's a shoebox. Takes it into the locker room. Says, hey, anonymous, tell me what you want to change. And so everybody gives all these recommendations. And two that jumped out at him were the snack machine or the snacks in the locker room, and then the shower pressure. And so in the show, he gets both of these things addressed quickly. And the team, it's not like they're all of a sudden in love with him, but he begins to thaw them out a little bit towards him. And it's the beginning of a real connection that he makes between himself and the team. It's a beautiful example. He does all three. He asks frequently. He listens carefully. He builds relationships, and he gets some easy wins quickly. Got the shower pressure change. Got the snacks thing done. Boom. Oh, he listened to us. He listened. And that's huge. So if you're a first-time leader, understand, you're learning as you go too. But your team is going to give you so much more rope, so much more patience and leniency if they feel like, wow, this leader, she didn't come in, he didn't come in and just make all these wholesale changes. She asked us questions. He listened to us. Feels like they care. They value us, and they wanted some great team time and some great experiences. And I've enjoyed my conversations as I've gotten to know them, and they've gotten to know me. And you know, this is the deal here. None of this requires tremendous leadership strategy at all. Not at all. So understand that, you know, your job as a leader is to serve the team. Your job as a leader is not to tell them what to do. It feels like it, but it's not really your job. You don't have to tell them what to do. They know what to do. Your job isn't to slap them on the hand. Your job isn't to hover over them. Your job, at its purest form, leaders, managers, is to serve your team individually and collectively so that they can be their best and do their best. That's it. That's it. I'm all for reading leadership books. I'm all for thinking through leadership principles. I'm going to continue to bring leadership content to you all because you need it. If you're going to be getting promoted, you're going to need to know how to lead and lead well. But can I just tell you, when it begins to feel like it's closing in on you, when it begins to feel intimidating, when it begins to feel complex, slow down, sit down, and ask yourself, how can I serve my team? How do I serve them individually so that they can be their best and do their best? And you're going to be fine. That's the key. All right, don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is a $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. 844-747-2577. It's a toll-free number, Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. Come on, different kind of talk radio. Hey, listen, can I just tell you something? This is the absolute moment for some of you to make the switch. Never been a better market to switch jobs or even careers. Come on. I'll help you. It's not so scary. Don't forget, we've got the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. I can't wait for it to come out. November 9th is the publishing date. But you can pre-order it for those of you that want to go ahead and get a great deal. You pre-order it right now at kencoleman.com for $20. With that $20, you get the ebook and the audiobook free. Plus $100 of amazing free resources to help you on the journey. Now, we also have a bundle that includes the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is a $30 price by itself. But you'll get it for $10 with the book for $20. You understand what that means? You get the whole bundle for $30. KenColeman.com. Go get it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Peoria, Illinois, where Veronica joins us. Veronica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So my husband recently turned 50, and he is a small business owner and has been in the same industry for 25 years.
Yep.
And a lot changed with the pandemic, and he sees himself needing to leave the industry within 5 years. But at only being 55 years old and having done the same thing at that point for 30 years of his life, he doesn't know what to do next, and he is a little scared and a little hesitant as to how to move forward with selling his business, not knowing what is waiting for him afterwards. So sure. I'm hoping that I can help him.
Yeah. So let's real quick, I'm going to walk you through what to share with him and then a great tool to use. But if he sells the business, do you have any kind of idea? Does he feel like he's going to get a pretty big windfall from that? Will it be break even? I mean, what's the possibilities there?
Financially, everything is going to be just fine.
Oh,
He more than likely will not have to work full time. The plan is for me to re-enter the full time workforce to cover our health insurance until we can get on Medicare.
Okay.
And he kind of wants to work part time. He's in a very emotionally charged industry, and compassion fatigue has set in, and he's ready to do something that brings him smiles and joy.
Good. Okay. Do you have any sense what that is before I walk through what the process is?
Well, I know he loves to be outside, and he has started to find an interest in flying drones. And he works very well independently. Obviously, being a small business owner, you have to be a self-starter, but he doesn't want to have to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah.
He wants to be able to have some independence because of the industry that he comes from.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the reality. He's got to get clear, right?
Okay.
And he may be clearer than you and I know. All right, so here's the seven stages. So I don't know how long you've been listening to the program. So let me just set the stages here. Stage one is get clear. So for him, I got to get clear on what it is I could do and what it is I want to do part-time as I move into this next phase, right?
Okay.
So it's going to be all passion. Meaning, of course, he's going to be good at it, but it's really, what does he want to do? Okay. And so talent is what he's good at. Those are the tools. He's got a lot of talent. He's also got a lot of experience. So passion is what work he loves to do. And then mission is, what are the results he wants to create? Passion and mission are going to be really huge for your hubs. And the reason is because he's a guy that's very talented. And so it's not going to be hard for him to sit down with you or anybody else and go, this is what I'm really talented at. That's not going to be a question for him. It's really, what do I want to do? What's the work I want to do? And so passion and mission come together. I love this work and I love this result. So how can I do this work and create this result? That's where he's really got to get to. Because from a part-time standpoint, it takes a lot of pressure off. He doesn't even need the money. So it's really about just, I'm going to pursue this path and do this work. So get clear is stage one. That's what he's got to do. Get qualified is stage two. That means if he wants to fly drones, what would it take for him to actually get qualified to have people pay him to fly drones? Well, I doubt there's even a course or certification for that. Might be. In this day and age, probably is. But bottom line is you got to go get a drone and start flying it. That's just one little example. Get Connected is he's starting to get the word out, telling people, hey, I want to do this. So he starts hanging around with people that are doing it, getting in places where it is being done. That's my proximity principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets started and he starts doing it. And again, because he doesn't have any financial pressure, this is a huge deal. Huge. He just does it, starts doing it. His money's not an issue. Okay. And then the idea of getting promoted, and he kind of works his way up, builds maybe a side hustle, and he builds this thing and blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, he's in his dream job because it's that's all he's doing and he's having a blast. So that's those are the six, the first six stages. The seventh stage is he's giving himself away. He's just working for legacy. So that's the path, all right? He's in that position now where he's got to get clear on what I could do and what I want to do. Could do, should do, could do, want to do, however you want to look at that.
Right.
So because of the outdoor nature in him, because of the, he wants to kind of set his own schedule, it's probably a service that he will provide. Probably not a product, but I don't know that. I'm just saying maybe it's a service that he provides, right?
And he's in the service industry now.
Interesting.
And I ordered the bundle last night and downloaded it.
Has he taken the assessment, the Get Clear career assessment?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, I want him to take it.
Okay.
Now here's the deal. When his purpose statement, when he gets, he's going to see his top three talents and he's going to see his, and he'll see where he scores on the 12 universal talents. He'll see this, how he scores his top three passions, work that he loves. He'll also see where he scores on the rest of the 15 types of work, passion. And then he'll see his number one missional driver, and he'll see where he scores on the other six. I mean, on the other five, six of them. So then he's going to get that in a purpose statement. And I want him to read it to you.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Okay.
I want you to say, hey, babe, or whatever you call him. I want you to read me your purpose statement and let him read it to you. And when he reads it to you, I want you to look at him and I want you to go, how does that make you feel? That's the question. Okay. You got it?
Okay.
And let him talk. And let and ask a couple other questions. What? Where could you do that kind of work? Ask him about passion. What? Where could you do that for yourself? How could you provide a service around that kind of work? That's all you got to do, and let his brain just go. And have him get some feedback from other people, right? That know him really well. See, this assessment is great for two reasons. It's about awareness, number one, and then it's about conversation, where I begin to get things outside of my head and I allow my heart to speak to other people, and other people go, yes, that's absolutely good. That's you. Yes, yes, yes. And it starts with you. Now, if he's still having a hard time with idea generation, he can call me. And now he's got his results. But I want him to come up with some ideas and really employ the proximity principle too. Okay.
Okay.
Where he's getting around people that are doing that kind of stuff. And then he can get more confirmation. It's what I call clarify and verify. So let's say drone is one idea, right? And let's say there's another idea where he wants to do a canoe expedition thing. I'm totally making this up. Okay.
Sure.
But he goes and he talks to people that are in that business and he learns about it. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, yeah, that's definitely a ding, ding, ding. Or it's a eh. And so it's really now about discovery and exploring based on his assessment results. Make sense?
Yes.
You're awesome. You're a good woman.
Wonderful.
You're great. Yeah. Listen, now it's all about true heart. He's old enough. He's financially set because of this last chapter. Oh, man. It's all about impact for him. It's not income. And I would just keep driving. Anybody listening here, got a family member on this? Even those that need a paycheck, drive on impact. What difference do you want to make? Who are the people you want to help with your work? What problem do they have? What solution do you want to bring to them? Oh, folks, that opens up the heart. Stay with it. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? If you want an easier job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Sign up for free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do. And I want to remind everybody, I think we've got about a six-month window, maybe a little bit less. This is a total educated guess, but it's still a guess as to how long this hot job market is going to last. I mean, we're at 10.1 million jobs available right now. 8.3 million unemployed, but here's what's coming to an end. It does not appear as though Congress is going to extend the federal unemployment insurance benefits past Labor Day. So that means the last, and there's 26 states that have already discontinued it, but that means the last check coming in is going to be September 4 or 5. So you're going to see a lot of people that have been on the sidelines collecting unemployment checks. They're going to go, okay, I got to get back. And there's all kinds of restaurant jobs. I just saw on the news today, Damon. By the way, Damon, the brand leader, has made an appearance. It's always very exciting. I always have to call that out. He has descended from the tower on high down here to the control room with all the little people, including me. But I saw today that a Chick-fil-A in Alabama has had to close their dining room. Drive-through only. And it has nothing to do with COVID. Well, it kind of does, but it doesn't, because they don't have workers. Now, folks, it's been a pretty sucky year and a half. But if Chick-fil-A has to shut down, the apocalypse is near. Okay? Okay, at least I'm speaking on behalf of millions and millions and millions of parents in the Southeast. Okay? I mean, I'm a pretty positive guy that everything's going to be okay and we're going to cycle out. But when I saw that news, I officially, and I tell you people all the time, be careful what you read. You read these headlines, can jack with you. I'm pretty much impervious to negative news. But when Chick-fil-A is shutting their dining room down because they can't get workers, I start to get a little nervous. I kid. Here's the reality. Those jobs are going to be filled. But watch what happens. So here's all I'm saying. I wanted to start off the segment to let you know, if you're thinking about a move to a different job, it's as hot as it's going to be the next 6 months. And now's the time. Make the move, and we're here, positioned to help you or your friends or your family. 844-747-2577. I'm telling you, if you're going, well, Ken, that's great, I don't know what it is, please go to kencoleman.com and get the Get Clear Career Assessment. It's $30, and you might as well get the book bundle, my brand new book, while you're there, because the Get Clear Career Assessment is the compass. From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love, the book is the guide up the mountain. Get clear and let's get you moving, okay? Because this is going to last. It's time to move. A lot of people are going to be flooding the job market in the next month to I think, 5-6 more months. All right, to the phones we go, 844-747-2577. Jomlik is joining us in Jacksonville, Florida. Jomlik, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm actually in the middle of work right now, but I just wanted to call you because I have a quick question for
you. Okay, is there any chance your leader's going to come by and see you? Do you need to get in an undisclosed location here?
I'm actually quite fine. Thank you for having
good.
Me once again.
Yeah, man, what's up?
So right now I currently work at a company and they put me through school so I can get my CDL. So I got my CDL and I actually have an interview with another company tomorrow, and I'm just kind of having a little bit of difficulty trying to decide what to do because I've been with my company for a little bit over a year and I feel like I need to be they offer a lot of things for me, and some of the things that I want to do, they actually would pay for it about 95% for my future.
Okay.
But right now, I kind of feel like I need to make more money so that I can, you know, just get out of debt and just kind of have more financial freedom. So
okay.
I'm just trying to decide whether It's just an interview, so it's not 100%.
Yeah. All right, so let's fast forward. Let's fast forward because this is the heart of your question. Let's say the interview goes great and they offer you a job and it's a substantial amount of more money to you. Where are you leaning?
Yeah, it's
come on, John. Look, I know you got an answer. You don't have to say it in a pretty way or a smart way.
Right.
What is, if they offer you a job, this new opportunity, mm-hmm. this new company, and it pays you substantially more, you get to fill in what that is, which way would you be leaning?
Definitely lean more towards that new company.
Right, because you've already told us why. Because you're trying to get a bigger shovel and get out of debt faster, right?
Yes, sir.
But the reason that you're, and I, this is what's interesting. I think this is a wrestling match between your head and heart. I think your head says one answer, your heart says another. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm right. Let me take another guess. Your head's telling you to take the new job with more money to get out of debt faster. Your heart's telling you stay where you are, probably because they've been very good to you and there's a sense of loyalty, but also because it's the ladder you're supposed to be on or want to be on, and you can continue to progress that way if you stay.
Exactly. Yep.
Golly, how do I know all these things? Did I talk to you ahead of time? Okay, here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
I'm always going to tell you to follow your heart.
Okay.
Now, let's play this out a little bit. Let's invite our brain over to the heart discussion, shall we?
Yes, sir.
If you stay where you currently are, okay?
Okay.
And they continue to train you, and they'll pay for this, according to you, right? And they train you, and they make you more valuable. Is it also presumable that they'll promote you as well?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Interesting. So it's also presumable to believe that you're going to make a lot more money if you stay and climb the ladder that you actually want to be on. True or false?
True.
It just means you're going to have to be a little bit more patient. Meaning
exactly.
you'll get more money, presumably, faster at the new opportunity. But when it's all said and done, you probably make more money and you're on purpose doing what you were born to do if you stay.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, dude. Hey, listen. Let me just give you one last thing. It's very natural for you, and I'm glad you considered this, and I'm really glad you called me, because this could have been a big temptation, and it would distract you. It feels good to be wanted, and it looks good on the check, the paycheck, but you need to be patient and stay with it. You can still pay off debt where you are. It might take you a little bit longer, but in the end, you're going to be way happier and debt-free. You got me?
Yes, sir. I got you. Thank you so much.
You're
I can
the
breathe
man.
A sigh of relief.
Yes, sir. I like it. 844-747-2577 is the number. I want to unpack this a little bit more because it really is truly a temptation. So let me break this down. Another job opportunity that is offering promotion and a bigger paycheck. Let's stay with me. Promotion and a bigger paycheck. Those are two really enticing things. Why? Promotion makes me feel good. Feel good. Oh, they want me. My shoulders go back. I'm proud of myself. I could tell anybody and everybody I know, hey, I this other company, they offer me an opportunity. It's a promotion. I mean, it feels good. By the way, I'm not making fun of that. I'm saying, I'm trying to give you the emotion so you get to see what's happening. Now, stay with me. Then, along with all the feel-good stuff, the bigger paycheck is kind of like the confirmation that this is a good decision. Like, this is, it feels good, it looks good with the promotion and the opportunity somebody wants to be, but then it's really a good decision because it's more money. What kind of buffoon would not take more money? This is a good decision. Wait a second. Does it put you on the ladder? Or does it keep you on the ladder that you're supposed to climb? I can't tell you how many times we've had people call the show. Say, Ken, I took a promotion. And I've been in it 6 months. And I want to leave. I was co-hosting the Ramsey Show with Dave Ramsey the other day. I had a lady call in. Ken, Dave, I left a job for a higher paying job. I don't like it. The good news is they're willing to take me back. Should I do it? Folks, A promotion and a paycheck's not enough. It's got to be about purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're talking your purpose, what you were created to do. We're talking about the work application of that. You know there's more than a J-O-B. I want you to make the income that you desire and the impact that you long for. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ryan now in South Bend, Indiana. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey there, Ken. How's it going?
Ryan, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Hey, so here's my situation. I work at a factory right now, just to pay off debt is the reason why I'm at this factory. After I was going to pay off the debt, which would take about 9 months right now, mm-hmm. after the debt, I was going to and go to an entry-level job in the industry that I want to be in.
Good. What industry is that?
Finance.
Great.
So my question is, so knowing all that, because of the hot hiring market right now, mm-hmm. And you said it should last another 6 months or so, should I try for that entry-level job now in the industry, the finance industry, or should I stay in the factory with the high-paying job to pay off the debt?
Well, let's just say this. If you can get in the finance industry in that entry-level job, which gets you on the ladder you want to be on, and you're making as much as you are now or more, no-brainer, do it. But if you can't get in, or let's put it this way, if a entry-level position in the finance industry pays less than this factory job right now, then I would wait and stay with your plan. 9 months is going to be here before you know it. And for that matter, get your emergency fund fully funded, the 3 to 6 months. So I don't think there's I don't think there's a losing proposition. If you stay for 9 more months and get out of debt and maybe even get that emergency fund funded before you take an entry-level position, that's a good decision. But I'd prefer you look. There's nothing to lose. If you find something in finance that pays the same or more, yeah, jump. Make sense?
Yeah. So then
and yet you're not convinced.
I just feel very underqualified to get a job that it makes as much as the factory job.
Okay,
right now.
Great. But wait a second. Is that a fact or is that something you feel?
I don't know. I guess it might be something I feel.
Well, you might. By the way, let me just say this. Your feelings might be right, but let's go get some facts. Let's go find out what an entry-level position or two or three or four or five in the finance field looks like and find out what the qualifications are. Are you qualified? If you are, and it's truly entry-level, which basically like we'll train you on the job and it meets the requirements that I pointed out, pays you the same or more, do it. If you find out, well, this position, these are all entry level and something I'm interested in, it gets me on the right ladder, but it's going to require some certifications or some online courses or associate's degree or whatever, then you go get that. And you got a good paying manufacturing job or factory job where, again, you're getting out of debt and you're saving money. So either way, you're in great shape. So don't say, well, I don't know. Well, then why don't you know? You need to go find some facts. So find out what it's going to take. It's that simple. And if it's going to take some additional training, and again, don't assume it's a college degree, but if it requires some additional training, do your research on that. How much is that going to cost? And then based on the fact that for 9 more months, I'm throwing everything at my debt, how long is it going to take me after that 9 months to get qualified? There's your plan. Got it?
Yes.
You sure?
I guess the thing that's just stuck in my mind is, I don't know if this changes the equation that you just laid out for me, but this factory job right now, I just I really dislike it and hate it every day I go in.
I get it. But until you can replace that income, buckle up, buttercup. You know?
Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. Listen, and it's not forever. Okay? It's not forever.
It's true.
It's for right now. Go find something better. That ought to motivate you to do your homework. You called me without any answers. All you got are questions. You need to go do your homework. Go find out. Facts over feelings. Let's go get some facts. Then our feelings will adjust themselves. You're a sharp young man. You got a great future. The best is yet to come. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, this is the Ken Coleman Show. And speaking of moving from paycheck to purpose, that means you're going to have to put yourself out there. And I've been telling you, you got to move. It's hot, 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 white hot. Great time to get hired. But here's the reality. Some of you are just, you're putting off the job selection and the process, the interviewing process, the whole search. Because of how frustrating it feels at times, you feel like you're just putting out a bunch of resumes and they go into a black hole. You never hear anything back. That's why my friends at ZipRecruiter are going to help you. They are the best, the number one rated job site in the U.S. And here's the deal. They don't keep you in the dark. Anytime your application gets viewed or given a thumbs up or your contact info is revealed, they send you a status update email so you know exactly where you stand in the hiring process. This is so easy. And folks, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. They are your recruiter. They start pitching you the minute that you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go today and experience the better way to find a job. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Right now, sign up absolutely free and let them start working for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Kim in Columbus, Ohio. Kim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I am so honored to speak with you.
Oh, the honor's all mine.
I need your help.
Okay, let's go.
I need your help, and I just feel you can actually lead me. I am at ends with what I'm supposed to be doing now. I have jumped from, I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's okay.
Last 23 years from different careers, and so the foundation was real estate. After the crash, I got out of it. Hated the short sales. That just turned me off completely. Then I went into banking. I was a relationships banker, and I finished my degree, my bachelor's degree. I got into nonprofit, which was like economic development, and I learned a lot in that mission for the whole state of Ohio. We did a lot of meaningful projects. Then I went to local government, and I started working with land management, where I was responsible for managing properties, the vacant and abandoned properties, and selling them for three parts for the south and east side of Columbus. At that point, I was hired, promoted to home ownership. So I was responsible for developing some of the new projects, new construction in the city. So I've been really blessed. Then I went to the county, and I was a project coordinator to do affordable housing program. Having a micromanaging boss and just things, it was just like, I don't know, the pandemic just made me say I was home working, like, 70 hours a week, wasn't being appreciated. So I said, I'm done. I was talking to her on the phone one day, my manager, and she was talking to me so terrible. And I said, you know what? I'm done. So here I am now. And I'm going to make this real quick so you can understand. So my husband's family had real estate. My mother and father-in-law were warriors. I mean, my husband grew up with this property. And so my father-in-law passed. So we're now responsible helping my mother-in-law manage these properties. He will one day inherit these. So what I've done is, since I've been not working, we rehabbed 5 properties, doing well. I love it. I love real estate. I feel like this is my issue. I have so much knowledge, Ken. I was really blessed to learn every avenue of real estate, from finance to credit to economic development, you name it. And now I'm like, what should I do now? So
wait
I'm
a second.
Like, am I
you
done?
Should do wait. I love that you shared all this with me, but you just told me. You just said, I love it. About 30 seconds ago, you go, I love it is how you said it. Why are we confused? We're not confused. You're scared. You want to do...
What do I do, though? I don't want to go work for anybody.
Wait a second.
Am I a consultant?
Wait. I thought you were already... I mean, is your family making money? I mean, have they been paying you?
Yes.
You've been getting paid by the mother-in-law.
Right now we're just managing these and we're making money, but it's like right now we're trying to, everything we're putting into the business to get the properties up and running,
okay.
But it will be making money here shortly. But,
exactly. So here's the deal. So you know all this stuff about real estate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said you learned it all. So which area of real estate, forget working for somebody else, forget about all these things you got cooked up in your head.
Okay.
Stop thinking. You think too much.
Oh, God.
I know. I can hear
it. You know me?
Yes.
Is
well,
this my husband?
I've known you for about 3 minutes, but it was pretty obvious. Now, here's the deal. And I'm an overthinker, so I know who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
What part of real estate do you think you love the most? You know so much about it. If you were working for yourself and you were crushing it, which part of real estate would you spend most of your time working on?
Rehabbing.
Okay, then. So what is it going to take to get there? Because we're not going to go into debt, I hope, right?
No.
Okay, so what is it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to take? You tell me. I can tell you what it takes. Cash, right?
It's going to take cash, saving up money.
Okay, give me an example. So give me an example of how much cash you would need to have. Forget mother-in-law stuff. This is just you and the hubs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much cash you would need in Columbus, Ohio to rehab a small property just to get your feet wet? How much cash?
Columbus is ridiculous. Probably $200,000. Our market is crazy now.
All right, so listen. So hold a second. There you go thinking again. Oh, Ken, it's mm-hmm. going to be impossible. No, it isn't. What if you mm-hmm. actually go get your own real estate license?
And I have it. I'm a realtor and a broker.
Well, then why don't you get busy and you're working for yourself? You can say you're working for somebody else, but you're not. You're a broker or you have a broker. What did you say? You are?
Yeah, my license, I work for another company.
Well, here's the deal. Who cares? Who cares?
I'm out of the loop, Ken.
No, you're not. You're not out of the loop. Get back. Get back in the loop. I don't even know what that means. You could go out and get clients today to list their house with you, yes or no?
This market is tough, so I got to get back out there.
Well, you're talking...
Everything is different.
You're talking to the wrong guy if you think tough is going to hold you back. Because I'm the guy, it took 10 years to get where I'm at in my dream job. 10 years in broadcasting. Cry me a river. I don't care about tough. Here's what I know about you.
Right.
You're tough.
Right.
If I'm betting on Kim or a tough market, I'm betting on Kim every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or should I take my money back?
Yeah.
Should I bet on you?
You're right.
I know
you're
I'm right.
right.
So here's the deal. Get in there and sell some freaking houses. Sell all kinds of houses. Double your output. Go bananas. Keep doing the stuff with mother-in-law because you're learning how to do it. And she's paying you a little bit anyway. And get after it. Sell some houses. And before you know it, if your husband's working full-time and you don't have to live on your income, you can easily in a two-year period make $200,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm right about this.
Yeah.
So you are going to be a real estate agent full-time until you get two or three houses cash that you flipped or whatever, and now you got a big pool of cash and you just stay with it. But your dream is a couple of years of busting it away. Best I can tell. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not wrong.
Gosh, I
I was a successful real estate agent, when I was active in the business. And so, it's not hard.
I know
at
it's
all.
Not.
I'm just, I want to do real estate again? You know, that sales.
Wait. It's not about wanting to do real estate. It's I'm going to be a really great real estate agent because that's my day job that I can be really, really good at. And it's going to fund my dream job, which will be a real estate developer or flipper down the road. See, I sold sponsorships to live events and consulted with other authors and speakers while I was chasing broadcasting. Why? Because it's what I could do. Right. And I knew I could keep myself going and afloat until I built up. And you got to do the same thing. So your whole mindset changes today. Mm-hmm. It's not I have to be a real estate agent. It's I get to be one because that's the way that I can make a ton of money. It's no cap commission, baby. Go all you can eat buffet. Put your bib on and start eating. Go. This conversation is over. It's right there. Right there in front of you. Go do it. Go do it with everything you got. Because I'm telling you, you're already in position to be able to do what it is that you want to do. You just have to change your whole entire mindset. I do what I have to do so that I can do what I want to do. Period. End of statement. All right, that music means my time's almost up. But before I let you go, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.